You're listening to Not Many of You Should Become Teachers, a podcast that explores the world of K-12 education as it intersects with the Christian faith. You might call us extreme moderates. We're skeptics who try not to be cynics, who desire to see Christian educators dive deeper in their vocation. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to Not Many of You Who Should Become Teachers in social distanced, masked, hybrid learning. Yeah, COVIDical, hybrid learning, pandemical. Yeah. I love it. All of it together is what's going on right now. And we are surviving. Are you surviving, Dave?
Surviving, hoping to thrive, but mostly survive, right? And it's great to hear your voice, Riley. We just hooked this stuff back up. We've been consumed with other things for a little while, and this is one semblance of normalcy, maybe return to something normal, hopefully.
Yeah, and it's just good to talk with colleagues and stuff like that, right? Like all totally. These different things going on, and
absolutely,
yeah, it is normalcy. And it's kind of funny because, like, here we are back on the podcast, the Not Many of You Should Become Teachers podcast, and can I get myself to think about an ankle level move of Christian pedagogy that's taking place in my classroom? I so wish I could, like in an articulate way, but I've been so busy spacing desks out, washing hands, sanitizing surfaces. It's been just absolutely crazy. How about we start by sharing, like, the most, so for you, Dave, what has been the most jarring switch as we've gone into, like, I guess, like, I'm teaching a bit of hybrid, but that's because I have some students that have chosen to stay home. I don't know if you are, but as far as teaching right now, what has been, like, the craziest switch for you?
I think the switch for me has been, okay, boom, we're transported back into classroom space, and it's amazing. We got students in front of me. We're in the same room. But interestingly enough, I'm not actually in my own teaching room. Now, I know that a lot of teachers probably listening here are, you know, they're traveling around too, and they don't have their own room and their own space. But what our high school has done is gone to sort of these quadrants, right? Where each grade is in a different zone of the school. And so the teachers travel to those zones. So I'm in a couple different zones. And, I'm in nooks and crannies of the school that I'm not normally in. And, getting to know the students, they're sort of the constant. And then it's like, geez, how do I hook up my computer to this, projector? It's kind of back to basics, right? It's sort of a colleague of mine said, it's sort of like we've all returned to first year teaching again. Like we're all starting over. And that's kind of the jarring aspect of, like, man, I've been doing this for like a decade now, and I feel like I'm back to square one in some ways.
So you're not in your room at all?
0%.
Where are you? So are you top floor? Are you on the top floor? Like
not yet. I will be that next quarter. We've gone to a quarterly system, right? So just in a few weeks, the courses will be done. We're into quarter two. So then I'll be upstairs. I actually am using your dad's room. So there's a little bit of that feels like a second home. So I've only had to move one room over for my morning class, which is fine. But then our lovely school, our IB students, the IB cohort, they're their own group. And so they have their own room that they do everything in. And I'm not usually in that space. So that's the one that I'm having the projector issues with. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And on the whole, yeah.
Sorry, on the whole, how do you
on the whole, it's more positive than drawbacks, but we're all finding our way.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that for sure. But just for our listeners that aren't based in British Columbia, the approach that the Ministry of Education here in this part of Canada has taken is to put students to not emphasize the physical distancing, but to emphasize limited interactions. So these hopefully very tight groupings would be created. So for instance, it's different between middle and high school, but for instance, my class is its own learning group, and they really do not interact with anyone else except their learning group. They will maybe see another student in a different zone at lunch, but like that's kind of it. And then I guess, Dave, from what you're saying, they're doing that, but at the high school level, they're combining grades because our school has
it's gone by grade. Yeah. So I'm usually just with a particular grade. And I think, you know, maybe that's another jarring element, right? Is I'm only ever seeing, this is probably true for most listeners, if they're doing face-to-face stuff, is you're only seeing a small segment of the student body, even of your colleagues, right? There's people like,
yes,
we're, you know, so our staff meetings, you know, we've had a few of them, they've all been online, and as we're all sitting in different spaces. So it's like, there's certain people I just feel like I don't see. And that's the disjointed thing. But it would be interesting, because I know we have listeners on here, Riley, who this whole thing might even just be completely foreign, because they're doing completely online, right? They're not even in their building. So yeah, every jurisdiction, every place has its unique challenges in response to I'm so tired of this word, but unprecedented, right? Like stuff that we just have, we, you know, had not seen coming to this extent.
I long for precedented times.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Talk about that community aspect, that relational aspect that comes with a school, like missing. Well, like, although like I keep calling my learning group like my family, because the distancing and the masking and stuff is not emphasized necessarily within these learning groups. I'm interacting with these students kind of like they are like my family, very tight knit. But then everyone else is very foreign. So I did end up in another grade six classroom to ask a question to a teacher that was there. So I was there in PPE, and the teacher, we're recording this on October 1st. So normally, like, you kind of, by October 1st, you're new to the middle school in grade six, you kind of know everything and you've seen everyone at least once. And the teacher is so funny. Like, my colleague is like, "Hey everyone, like, this is Mr. Duick." And I realized this was the first time I had ever stepped foot into another class like that, like the kids were all kind of there. And then one kid like puts up his hand. He says, "What grade do you teach?" And I'm like, I teach grade six. I'm across the hall. I teach the same grade.
You're right across the hall. But yeah, no, it's.
And he didn't know.
Yeah, we're together but apart, and it's like, oh man. I mean, if you had, you know, all this speculation and just assessing where we're at, just think. I mean, it's October 1, like you say, we're recording this. What we were doing last October, and that was the you know, you and I and a colleague were flying across the continent, right, and heading to Shaping Christian Learning with David Smith at Calvin. Like, that's last October.
Actually, Dave, I did have a couple, like, just recently I had like a flashback to the pizza puffs that we bought when we were in Grand Rapids.
Oh yeah.
Just thinking about some good times eating those things.
Yeah, you know, wings. Like, that's and I think it's just all the more meaningful that those things could happen, and because it will be a long time before those types of things are normal. So
good. Well, let's now shift it a bit. Like, that's something super jarring, and I can already, which is funny, now that you've kind of reminded me of something that is kind of life-giving from this. Cool. And interestingly, like, okay, so definitely within our K-12 school, like, we could have a debate about this, but I'm pretty sure other colleagues would maybe agree with me that the middle school, so the division I work in, is the busiest. We have, like, on a normal year, there's sports like every single after school until after 7 p.m. There is field trips numerous times in the week to go hiking and stuff like that. And some of that is still happening. Like, I'm actually going on an outdoor field trip next week with my class, which is exciting, but just less. Like, the key word is less. Like,
everything's scaled back.
Like, even some, so much so that sports, there's no more sports. And there's no more clubs, and there's so many things that I think I would have been kind of like, in quote, signed up for that aren't happening, that this, although adjusting to all of the sanitizing and stuff like that has been tons. This is like kind of one of my lesser busy years because the division is just less busy. Like,
yes.
So that's kind of like a breath of fresh air. But
there is a streamlining. I know exactly what you're talking about. Certainly in my context, it's a little bit different. Just, you know, semesters to quarters and all of that. But yeah, in one sense, it's incredibly disruptive. But I find that there are these windows of time, of space, where it's like, we're not filled with the normal in that sense. And so this is extraordinary time. And
yeah.
So now I know a little bit, Riley, from you tweeting out Mr. Riley Duick and all that, you know, like you coming home at nights. And I mean, I feel this and teachers feel this just kind of crashing, right? Like, it's like, wow, that was a day. And how has it been? Like, I'm just thinking in terms of rhythm and just like your own life schedule. Like, we went from doing, you know, we had the summer break to everything gets fired up. Like you said, September is always this busy churn time. What's it been zoomed out one level from for you beyond just your classroom? Like, just you as a person and you're now educator, Mr. Duick.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. Well, here we are sitting and talking. Like, this has been, in a normal year, we would have been like, hey, I'm literally coming to your room on Tuesday to record. And here we are, we're still in our own homes. We're trying to find an evening when this works. So, like, there's definitely like, which is funny. Okay, so rewind. I said it's like less busy, but I'm just as tired or more tired.
That's what I was kind of, that's a disconnect in one sense. But yeah, it's interesting.
Because in addition to that, like, I love reading. So, like, you can follow me on Goodreads. I've read almost 45 books so far this year. And I love reading, and I cannot get my, like, I'm in my master's program, and I can get myself to get through those readings. But like, the book that I'm working through right now, I'm just kind of like, I can't look at words right now. So I'm watching a lot of Netflix. And honestly, Dave, like, the summer, some people spend their whole summer on Netflix and Amazon Prime. The school, like, watching TV during the school year tastes so much better than in the summer, because it just, like, I feel like I've earned it.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. Maybe perhaps less, like, maybe on a weekend or something, you know, less sort of the binge, but like just that sweet, like, reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's with a good snack, like some chips or something.
Nice.
Some colleagues that like chips too.
Chips. Yeah.
And then, like, what about you? You're done with your studies at Fuller, at least for the time being, right?
So, I'm halfway through my program there, and just in terms of number of courses that I need, and you know, I felt exactly what you were describing. I probably mentioned this on the podcast, you know, before, but the last course I did was right pushing up against our spring break, so back in March when everything was going sideways. And you know, for the life of me, it was a struggle. I've written how many academic papers, right? But the struggle to get that paper, I couldn't focus. Like, as everything was, and it really was a, it wasn't like a procrastinating, like, I'm, you know, not a diligent student or anything. It was, I could not focus as things were sort of collapsing around us and we were trying to figure out what was going on. And so, yeah I've taken a little bit of a break, which is just fine. And hoping, you know, 2021 and looking forward to new stuff, right? But no, 2020 has been a write-off for that.
And we're all looking forward to 2021.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, here's hoping. And but.
So then I guess outside of the classroom then, like, what is something that's bringing you some joy? Is there something on Netflix? Is it some family time? Is it good snack, stuff like that? What's going on?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, all of the above there for sure. Although the one that's not on Netflix that, we're not working systematically through it, but picking some of our favorite episodes. I don't know if you ever watched The West Wing back. That's a show from the, you know, late 90s. I think 99 was when it first aired. So it's older now, but it's, you know, it's the White House, and it's a fictional presidency, classic. And you know, not to wade into U.S. politics. There's enough podcasts about that. But it's a very interesting because it's just a different universe, and it's kind of like comfort food, man. You know, like watching a show that we worked through many years ago, and just watching it again. So that's not on Netflix; it's on DVD. So it's we've got the DVD set. So we've kind of like we're going backwards. You know, it's bust out the old DVDs and watch it. So that's good.
And, that's cool.
Yeah. And then September is our son. He's in grade one. It's his birthday month. And so that's usually a family time for us. Usually my parents are from out of province, and they usually would make a trip. And so they were here. They did a quick trip in the summertime when it was feasible and possible for them to travel out here. And so we did his birthday a month early this year, which was kind of funny. And so we did an August birthday for him. But no, we've been, you know, enjoying some family time, learning new family rhythms. And I don't know when it starts, Riley, but this whole like you know, how was your day at school question? And I'm drifting into the parenting side of things, right? But it's like, because I'm picturing the, you know, he's involved, you know, he's got, you know, we've not met her in person because of COVID, but it's, you know, everything's kind of remote and all this stuff like that. So I can't even picture like his classroom. Like, I don't even, you know what I mean? But I can't get anything out of him, right? How was your day? Fine. You know, oh, stop asking me, Dad. So it's just, it's, you know, the teacher's communicating through, you know, he has this is grade one now, right? He's got his agenda, you know?
Yeah.
And so, just like all these very familiar rhythms of school, and it's new for him. And then we're as parents on the other end of things, like we're just being like, what's normal and what's COVIDical, and like, who knows? So,
oh yeah.
So yeah.
You're probably asking him, draw a picture of the classroom. Like, like where does your friend sit?
Yeah.
Like blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. So it's all those things all at once. And we're, you know, we're just a couple teachers here with our little particular experiences, but I'm sure that people listening in, this is going to resonate with them on some level, right? Of like, whoa, we're all in this, and nobody really knows what's going on. And so like in one sense, and, but we're also, we have this great opportunity in our classrooms or interacting with students if they're online, right?
And you know what? Like, isn't that like we're tired. Mm-hmm. We have to wash our hands a ton, and we had to learn how to do X, Y, Z, or we don't get to teach in our own room. But isn't like, it's just so special to have that person-to-person connection in education, or I guess just in community and in general, but like we learn well in rooms together.
Yeah.
And that is an amazing thing to just remember.
And what has just struck me about, you know, the last 17 minutes of our little conversation here, as we're firing up again, nothing that we've said, has been explicitly, I'm hearkening back to our David Smith interview, right? Nothing here has been explicitly Christian, right? Like, or maybe like uniquely, like that we can speak certainly of a theology and a Christian pedagogy, and certainly a biblical precedent and a biblical view of the world of community and all these things. But it's not uniquely Christian, but it has to be, it is central to what we're doing, right? It's ultimately a very human thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also blending a little bit here into, I'm doing a Bible 12 class, you know, CP, Christian Perspectives, as we call it, our theology course. And this is some of the stuff that we've been going through too, right? Of what's a Christian view of the human person, right? What it means to be a human. And these are all, everything we've just been describing is deeply human things, and we've been sort of forcibly removed or detached from deeply human practices, right?
Oh yeah, they, like Yeah, Zoom is helpful, but it is not deeply human.
Exactly.
Although, like that, but that's a little, although our Zoom course with David Smith was unbelievable, but the monotony that comes with doing it, like meeting, wait, let's say meet every day for 7 weeks. Is that what we did in the spring and in the summer there? Like,
oh yeah.
Like we are really craving to come back. And then we did come back for like four weeks. And I know divisionally the middle school was different than the people that showed up in the high school, but like I had six kids come back and that really was a game changer. Like for me, at least I knew I talked to some teachers that were just done and they were so exhausted and I get that. But for me, like I felt like I was really able to recognize like, oh my goodness, like sure, like we're all spaced out. We can't work in partners and we have to wash our hands all the time. But like, I love just seeing you right in front of me and we can talk and we can learn and we can grow. And it's just like so much better.
Yeah. So here, you know, these to me, what we're discussing here are mid reflections, right? We're nowhere near the end of this. We're in the middle. We're in the thick of new normal, right? There's that phrase, but it's good to reflect. It's good to take this moment, and we're not even, yeah, like Zoom can feel soulless and, you know, dehumanizing or whatever. But it allowed us to have that David Smith course. The tech is allowing us to have this conversation now, right? So we want to harness these things. We want to use them. And what better time than when it's necessity?
Totally. And it's good. Like I was as you were just talking about that, these are reflections. Like I was trying to think, we haven't really had a COVID-19 episode yet, have we? So I guess this is officially, I guess it took us, I don't know, how many months since March? April, May, June, July, August, September. What, like 7 months? Six months? 6 months for us to get there, but here we finally got the not many of you should become teachers COVID-19 episode.
Yeah. So it and yeah, teaching is one of those things that it wouldn't get categorized in one sense as sort of like essential frontline stuff. And another, you know, I know some people view it for the economy and for, you know, social needs and stuff like that. But man, are we ever affected as an industry, I don't want to call it an industry, right? As a segment of so many people's lives, whether they are like in education.
Totally.
With their kids or as educators or just the support staff, like this is massive.
Yeah, I remember talking to a nurse and they mentioned to me, they said nursing never went hybrid. Nursing never had to go online. We just put on a bunch of PPE and kept doing our jobs, where for a lot of people, like I think like, well, for the classroom teacher, but then I think about for like the specialty teacher, like the music teacher, the language teacher, you pick, like their job description completely changed in some regards. Yeah. So, well, I thought I'm too tired to actually share the details on where people could find more information about our podcast, but I think I can muster out a couple more words
before you fall asleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Before the listener maybe falls asleep too, but notmanyofyou.com is where you can find episodes, all that jazz, including our most recent episode with Dr. David I. Smith, which is just one of the best episodes we've ever had. So drop what you're doing and put that in your podcast queue, and you can find it on any podcast listener, or like I said, our website, notmanyofyou.com. And make sure you find us on Twitter, notmanyofyou, at notmanyofyou. We got at Mr. McF Teaches, at Mr. Riley Duick. Look, I have lots of words to share.
Hey, there they are.
And if you enjoyed the show, make sure you give us a good review. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you are, as a teacher, whether you're hybrid, whether you are online, I'm hoping you're finding peace and finding joy and finding community in whatever it is that you're doing. God bless you all, teachers.